Hello, my name is Nancy Christie, and I'm here to share a section from my latest book, Rut Busting Book for Writers, which offers strategies, tips, and techniques to help you bust out of your particular writing rut and spend more time following your creative passion. I'll be reading from the chapter entitled, The Power of Passion. The Power of Passion. By its very nature, writing is a solitary pursuit. Even if you belong to a writing group or take writing classes, spend your writing time in a cafe or library, the reality is that wherever you are and whomever you are surrounded by, you are still alone in your head, writing. And that very aloneness can lead to a host of conflicting emotions about yourself and your writing ability. You love to write and can't imagine doing anything else, but then you learn that a writer friend got an agent, and you wonder what's wrong with you that you don't have one. Another writer had his article accepted, and you ask yourself why all you receive are rejections. Or, after attending a workshop on freelance writing, where everyone else talks about their six-figure incomes, you look at your last year's profit and loss statement and see that it reflects just a five-figure one, in the low five figures, no less. When the writing isn't going well, or isn't going at all, it's so easy to wonder why you are doing it, if you're being foolish or selfish to devote time to what could be considered a long shot, instead of making a more practical and reasonable choice. And along the way, you lose sight of the motivation that drives you to put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard. The reality is that it's not always so easy to feel good about writing or about yourself as a writer. Your expectations of what being a writer should be, triggered by the comparison game, can often make you doubt yourself and your abilities. You imagine that all the other writers wake up each morning full of confidence and creative fire and go to bed each night satisfied with their literary accomplishments. And because you don't always feel that way, you put yourself in a different class, or on a lower level, or maybe not even in the writer category at all. When I hold my rut-busting workshops for writers, one of the very first activities I have the participants do is introduce themselves to all the other attendees. But this is no quick, "Hi, I'm Mary," exercise. Instead, each one has to follow the same script. "Hi, I'm Mary, and I'm a successful writer." Or, "Hi, I'm Joe, and I'm a successful writer." While there's always a certain amount of laughter during the exercise, it's obvious that some people have trouble using the word successful, while others balk at claiming the title writer. Their responses go something like this: "I'm not really a writer. I mean, I write, but I haven't been published. Successful? Not really. I'm working on something, but I don't know if I can finish it. I've had a story, or a poem, or an essay published, but I didn't get paid, so I guess I'm not a real writer." All those buts that need to be busted. The only requirement to claim the title of successful writer is that you write as often as you can, as much as you can, and to the best of your ability. Isaac Asimov said it best in Gold, when he defined writers as those who consistently work at their craft, even if they are unknown to the world, or never earn any publishing credits or income from their work. You can't look to external sources for your validation as a writer, because that puts you at the mercy of readers and reviewers, people who measure your ability by the money you've been paid or the places you've been published. Then when the responses are not what you hoped for, or fail to materialize at all, your confidence in your ability begins to drain away, and your passion for writing starts to fade. Instead, you must feed the flame through the work itself, from the way it makes you feel to express your thoughts and emotions in a fixed fashion. Remember, you are a writer as long as you write. How you identify yourself with regard to your writing can make all the difference. It can either ignite your passion or dampen it to the point where the flame flickers and finally dies out. It's the process, even more so than the result, fame, fortune, publication that drive so many writers. Not that being recognized as a writer or having an SRO crowd for a book signing isn't a thrill, but eventually it all comes down to just you and the blank sheet or screen. And without feeling the passion for writing alive in you, you can find it well nigh impossible to start again. So how do you know if you have that passion? How can you identify those times when the desire to write has burned most strongly inside you? Ask yourself, have you ever become so involved in a writing project that you forget where you are or how you feel, forget about what is worrying or upsetting you? Have you ever felt so committed to writing that nothing else matters, not how hard you have to work at it or how much time you are spending doing it? When you're engaged in writing, does it make you feel better about yourself? Do you feel like this is what you were meant to be doing? That you are using the gift, the talent, and the ability that you were given? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you have found your writing passion. Passion takes you out of yourself and beyond your own needs and awareness. It transports you to a place where time and effort are meaningless. When you spend time doing that about which you feel most passionate, you fill your life with energy and joy. That being said, don't expect to feel that same white-hot fire every time you sit down to write. Sometimes the sensation is just simple pleasure. You're enjoying what you're doing, but are not necessarily overwhelmed with emotion. Other times, what you are writing can generate a far deeper, more intense response. You laugh or cry.
You end your writing session as exhausted
if you just run a marathon. You need to view your relationship with your writing as a love affair. There are times when you can't wait to be with your writing lover. Lose yourself in the tactile nature of the craft, the sensation of the pen in your hand, the touch of the keyboard to your fingertips, or when the urge to express yourself is like a siren song pulling you toward writing. And then there are the times when writing is less passionate but more comfortable, giving you a sense of security and belonging, of being where you should be, doing what you ought to do. Both conditions should be equally appreciated. Whether you do it for money or simply for love, whether everyone reads your work or no one has ever heard of you, the act of writing in and of itself is something to be honored. It brings you a sense of completeness and joy, the realization that you are doing not only what you want to do, but also what you are meant to do. And understanding that, you know that you must continue to write no matter what. You must stoke the fire of creativity with whatever fuel works for you, and only stop when you have run out of things to say, topics to explore, emotions to uncover, stories to tell. And as long as your passion for writing is burning, that will never happen.